send our congratulations to the master of our time, Imam Mahdi, Atullah Ta'ala Faraj al-Sharif, and the believers on the birth anniversary of Sayyidah Zainab, Salawatullah alayha. Sayyidah Zainab, alayhi salam, was born on the 5th of Jama'at al-Awwal, a daughter of two infallibles, a sister of two infallibles, and the granddaughter of the master of all mankind, Rasulullah Muhammad. When Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam gave birth to Sayyidah Zainab, she asked the Prophet to choose a name for this newborn. Rasulullah said, "I will not receive my Lord in such a manner." Then Jibreel came down saying to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Allah says to you, her name is Zainab." So the one who gave the name to Sayyidah Zainab is Allah Azza wa Jalla. Similar to the names of the other infallibles, it's given to them by Allah. Sayyidah Zainab grew up to become one of the most knowledgeable women in the history of Islam. Once Imam Ali alayhi salam was playing with Sayyidah Zainab. He said to her, "Daughter, say one." She said one. Then he asked her, "Say two." She stayed silent. He asked her, "Why don't you want to say two?" She said to him, "I don't wish to say two after I mentioned the one, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla." Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam reached a level where the infallible Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam said about her, "You are a scholar without a teacher. Anti alima ghayr mu'allama." Her knowledge was a divine knowledge from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And when Imam Ali alayhi salam entered Al-Kufa, the people asked him to appoint Sayyidah Zainab to teach the women. She used to teach them the jurisprudence rulings and the interpretation of the Holy Quran. Even Abdullah ibn Abbas, who is regarded by many as the grand authority of the Islamic nation in hadith and Islamic laws, he used to ask Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam some questions that he couldn't find an answer for. Hibrul Ummah, the scholar of the Islamic nation, he used to go and ask Sayyidah Zainab salamullahi alayha, and he used to say proudly to people, "Haddathatna aqilatuna Zainab bintu Ali." Our aqila, the honorable gentlewoman, Sayyidah Zainab narrated to us, and this is the scholar of the nation, as they refer to him. She joined her brother Imam Hussein alayhi salam in his journey to Karbala, and after his martyrdom, she continued the revolution of her brother. When she saw the body of her brother Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam, she expressed her firm faith by saying, "Allahumma taqabbal minna hadha al-qurban," "O Allah, accept this offering from us." It is not easy for someone to witness the murdering of his family, her own sons, her own brothers, and to hear the cry and to hear the children crying, and she's standing in front of the body of her beloved Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam, and she's saying, "Allah, accept this offering from us." It's not an easy thing to do, and this reflects how firm her faith and her relation with Allah is. Also, when she stood in front of Yazid and he asked her, "How do you see that which Allah has done to your brother?" She said, "I only see beauty." These words are a source of pride not only for Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, but for Islam and Muslims. When Sayyidah Zainab went back to Al-Madina, she kept reminding people about the case of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, until Yazid brought her to Ash-Sham, where she died and was buried. Zainab alayhi salam is a role model for men and women. We learn from Zainab how to be patient and how to have strong belief in Allah and how to work for the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, and most importantly, how to refuse humiliation in front of the oppressors. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa al-Asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat, wa tawasaw bil-haqqi, wa tawasaw bil-sabr, salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.